Alex Trebek here. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy, and I hope you enjoy this all-new episode of Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy! Introducing today's contestants, a history professor from Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, Jennifer Cosman. A filmmaker from Los Angeles, California, Iman Shervington. And our returning champion, an attorney from Alexandria, Virginia, Zach Newkirk, whose two-day cash winnings total $44,600. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Hey, Johnny. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Delighted to welcome the ladies to our program today, Jennifer and Iman, who looks like she could be a model. She has the same name as a very famous model. Good to have you here, Zach. Nice to see you again. Let's go to work right now in the Jeopardy round, shall we? See how many of these clues you can get in these categories. American literature, followed by TV catchphrases by show. A river runs under it, not through it. Actions speak louder than words. THAN is going to come up in each correct response, isn't it? Zach, start.
River runs under it for 200.
Covered over in the late 19th century, the Bièvre runs under Paris before flowing into this river. Zach.
What is the Seine?
Yes.
A river's for 400.
Connecticut's Park River, which flows under the state capitol grounds, was buried in the 1940s by the Army Corps of these. Iman.
Four engineers.
Right.
Van for 1,000.
Euphuism, an artificially elegant prose style, came into fashion in this royal period of English literature. Zach.
What is Elizabethan?
That's it.
Let's go back to rivers for 600.
Today, buried in tunnels, Moscow's Neglinaya River fed the moat protecting this fortress. Zach?
What's the Kremlin?
Yes.
Rivers for 800.
West Virginia's Lost River disappears under a ridge in this mountain chain, then emerges as the Kakapan River on the other side. Zach?
What are the Blue Ridge Mountains?
No. Jennifer?
What are the Appalachian Mountains?
That's it.
American literature, 200?
Washington Irving's tale of this farmer who takes a big snooze was based on a German folk tale. Jennifer.
Who is Rip Van Winkle?
Yes.
American literature, 400.
Willa Cather's novel about this title girl is set around the town of Black Hawk, Nebraska. Zach.
What is My Antonia?
My Antonia, yes.
American literature for 600.
The title of this first Philip Marlowe novel is a euphemism for death. Zach.
What is The Big Sleep?
Correct.
Literature for 8.
Four Chinese women meet regularly to play Mahjong and to talk about life and their children in this 1989 Amy Tan novel. And that is The Joy Luck Club. Zach, back to you.
Literature for 1,000.
In 1997, this famously reclusive author published a fictionalized tale of surveyors Mason and Dixon. Jennifer.
Who is Pynchon?
Yes, Thomas Pynchon.
Van words 200, please.
It was inspired by a 1621 harvest feast. Zach.
What is Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Rivers for 1,000.
This rhyming road, synonymous with the British press, gets its name from a river that flows under London. Jennifer.
What is Fleet Street?
That's it.
Van words 400.
Beowulf features several of these feudal warriors who serve their liege. And they are known as Thanes, T-H-A-N-E-S. Jennifer?
Than words 600.
It's handy to put facilities for this gasoline additive right in fields of the Midwestern corn it's made from. Iman?
What is methane?
No. Zach?
What's ethanol?
Ethanol, yes.
Than for 800.
In Greek mythology, this eight-letter figure is the personification of death. Jennifer?
What is Thanos?
No. Zachary Mann, what is Thanatos? Thanatos. Three syllables. All right, we're going to take our first break. Back in a moment. Please stay with us. Welcome back. People often ask me where I get the information that I use in these little conversation pieces with our contestants. Well, it comes from them, and sometimes it's a little strange sounding. Jennifer Cosman, you provided us with some information here. Your dog broke her nose the same day she got a job offer.
So the day that I got the job offer for my current position, I was outside throwing tennis balls to my dog. I went to pick one up. She went to pick it up. And as I rose, she rose with her very hard head, broke my nose, and I ran inside to grab tissues and some an ice pack. And as I was doing that, my phone rang. And I noticed the area code. I knew who the call was from. And I answered kind of like this. And later, my colleagues told me that they didn't think I sounded quite as excited as I thought I would be to have the job offer.
Okay, good. Thanks for explaining that. Iman Shervington, filmmaker from here in Los Angeles. You, it says here, have worked with your mom for how many years now?
Oh, since 2008. So
it's a long time. You're still getting along, you say?
Yeah.
With
we're
pride.
Friends. Yes, very
much. What kind of work do you do together?
We work at a public health nonprofit, but I do film and design and communications, and then she's just a psychiatrist and public health maven. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good. Now, we come to our champion, Zach Newkirk. Before I ask you your question, we have some good news. Your response of Blue Ridge Mountains a little while ago was deemed acceptable by the judges. You're picking up $1,600. Now, your bit of information, well, it's hard to believe. It says here, folks, that he stumbled onto a nudist beach by accident. Explain yourself.
So my wife and I were on our baby moon, and so we thought we would go on a long romantic walk down in Florida, and we were warned that there might be some nudists at the far end of the beach. We didn't get very far before we saw some pale-looking people, and they were, in fact, nudists, fishing completely in the nude.
Why do we have to be warned? What's going on? I don't know about the warning. Pick up your signaling device. We've gone too far with this discussion.
TV catchphrases for 200?
Go! Iman.
What is The Simpsons?
That's the series.
TV for 4.
Yabba dabba doo. Iman.
Was The Flintstones.
Correct.
TV for 6.
Bazinga. Oh, that's The Big Bang Theory. Iman, back to you.
TV for 8.
Nanu nanu. Jennifer.
What is Star Trek?
No. Iman.
What is Alf?
No.
Oh,
but you're on a better line of attack. It's Mork and Mindy. Yeah. Back to you, though.
TV for 1,000.
Book 'em, Dano. And the new series has been on, I found out today, for 10 years. Hawaii, 5-0. Two categories left, Iman.
Actions for 600.
In dancing the Lindy Hop, the K is this type of move to be done carefully and without surprising your partner. Jennifer.
What is a dip?
A dip, yeah.
Actions 800.
In knitting, it means to pull a loop of yarn through the front to the back of the fabric. If you're not knitting, you're purling. Pearl. Jennifer.
Actions 400.
Steph Curry is one of many athletes who tap their chests and then do this to thank God after a successful play. Iman.
What does make the sign of the cross?
No. Zach.
What does look up?
Yeah, point up to the sky.
Actions for 200.
After one of your checkers reaches your opponent's first row, do this to your piece to show it's now a king. Jennifer.
What is top it on the other piece?
Yep. Less than a minute.
Actions for 1,000.
Medically speaking, remove two letters from a word meaning to beat rapidly, and you get this word meaning to examine by touching. Jennifer.
What is palpate?
That's the word.
Speak louder, 800.
Answer there, daily double. All righty.
I'll wager 800.
800, okay. If you're increasing these units that measure the intensity of sound, you're getting louder.
What are decibels?
That's it. And I got louder. And
speak
you're
louder,
at 4,000. Thespians know that to speak louder, you need to project. And a good method is engaging this dome-shaped muscle in the torso. Jennifer.
What is the diaphragm?
Correct. And with that, you go to 5,000, and you have slipped into the lead. And Iman, at negative 800, is going to try to get out of the red when she picks first in Double Jeopardy. I've just taken a look, and we have a great variety of wonderful categories in Double Jeopardy, Iman. Here they are for your selection. The French Revolution, Animals, the House of Representatives, Breakout Movie Roles, their start, yeah, Patron Saints, and finally, Pun Forgivable. Where do we start?
Pun Forgivable for 800.
A spot for handing out pink slips, or a hearth at the base of a chimney. What is a fireplace? Back to you, Iman.
I was in my head. Pun Forgivable for 1200.
What you say to scare a lemon pie topping, or an Australian Aboriginal weapon? I love the part about the pie topping. Boo, meringue. Boo.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Animals for 1200. No.
Here's Jimmy with the clue.
Those aren't racing stripes. A mutation in the king type of this African cat blends the spots around its spine to look like stripes.
Iman.
Was a leopard?
No. Zach.
What's a cheetah?
Cheetah, yes.
French Revolution for 400.
During this notorious period that began in 1793, the Committee of Public Safety was effectively the government of France. Iman.
What is the Reign of Terror?
Correct.
French Revolution for 800.
The National Convention first met on September 20th, 1792, and declared France one of these kingless governments 2 days later. Zach.
What's a republic?
Yes.
French Revolution for 1200.
A coup on 18 Brumaire established the consulate and brought this general to power. Zach.
Who's Napoleon Bonaparte?
Yes.
French Revolution for 16.
The motto of the radical Jacobin Club was Vivre libre ou mourir, translated as this. Jennifer.
What is live free or die?
Yes.
French Revolution 2000?
From tomber, French for to fall, it was the cart that took those condemned to death on their last ride. And that cart was known as a tumbrel from tomber. Jennifer?
Patron Saints 400.
This patron saint of lost causes probably got his four-letter name so he wouldn't be confused with Judas. Jennifer?
Who is St. Jude?
St. Jude, good.
Patron Saints 800.
George slew this mythical beast, which led to 15,000 baptisms and him becoming patron saint of England. Zach.
What's the dragon?
That's the mythical beast he slew.
House of Representatives for 400.
Eleanor Holmes Norton has been the non-voting delegate for this district for nearly 30 years. Jennifer.
What is Washington, D.C.?
Correct.
Patron Saints 1200.
Answer there.
There we go.
I'll wager 2000.
All right. Saint Erasmus, also known by this shorter name, is a patron saint of sailors.
Who is...
No.
Eros.
Oh, you had to think of Sesame Street. Who is St. Elmo? Elmo. All right, you're at 5,400. Go again.
Patron saint, 1,600.
Sharing his feast day with fellow archangels Gabriel and Michael, he's the patron saint of the blind. Who is St. Raphael? Jennifer?
Patron saints, 2,000.
Pope Clement IX made Rose of Lima patron of this country. Clement X made her patron saint of all of South America. Zach.
What is Peru?
Peru, right you are.
Let's go back to House of Representatives for 800.
2019's House Resolution 420 is a federal bill that seeks to regulate this substance. Jennifer.
What is marijuana?
Yes.
House of Representatives 12.
Chaired by Maxine Waters, the House Committee on These Services regulates the banks. Zach.
What are financial services?
You got them.
House of Representatives for 1600.
The answer there?
Daily Rebel. 5,000, please.
All right. This 15-letter appointed officer publishes the rules for the House and makes sure the reps abide by them.
What is the parliamentarian?
You are right. And that does it for the Daily Double, but you're at 17,000.
Let's finish the category.
The 9th district of this state was not represented in January of 2019 because the vote there was not certified due to charges of fraud.
Zach.
What is North Carolina?
Yes.
Let's go to animals for 400.
The pronghorn, also called the American or pronghorned one of these, can cover about 1 mile per minute. It's an antelope. Simple antelope. Zach?
Animals 800.
In the 1950s, Idaho relocated these amphibious rodents by dropping them with parachutes out of airplanes. Zach?
What are beavers?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, very good. Animals 1600.
When these camel relatives give birth, it's been colloquially called unpacking. Jennifer?
What are alpacas?
Yes.
Animals 2000.
This late gorilla once broke a sink and used sign language to blame someone else. And that was the famous Coco. Mm-hmm. Coco. Back to you, Jennifer.
Breakout movie roles, 400.
This actress who captured our hearts as Little Gertie in E.T. Iman.
It was Drew Barrymore.
Yes, with less than a minute to go now.
Movies for 2000.
Described as a cinematic chameleon, this British actress in the title role of Orlando. And her name is Tilda Swinton. Iman.
Movie 1600.
This Canadian-born actress in the title role of Juno. Iman.
It was Paige.
Ellen Page, yes.
Movies 1200.
Him as stone surfer Jeff Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Who is Sean Penn? Iman, go again.
Movies 800.
Him as adult film star Dirk Diggler in Boogie Nights. Iman.
It was Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, right.
Pun 2000.
To break God's law until a prime time hour, or to sparkle brightly. What is sin till late? Mm-hmm. Iman?
Pun 1600.
Where Noah stored his bees aboard his vessel, or a place where historical documents and records are kept. Zach?
What is an archive?
Archive, yes. And now the last clue. The hog products you crave, or a mammal with quills. Zach?
What is porcupine?
Yes. And with that, you go to 21,800. Great game for you. Final Jeopardy? Will it be easy? Medical history is what you get to deal with when we come back. Interesting category for final. Medical history. And I love this clue. Here it is, players. One of the first recorded autopsies was performed on this man and revealed 23 puncture marks. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Don't be upset with yourself if you didn't get it, but you're going to love the bit of information. Iman, we come to you first. So delighted to see you got out of the red a moment ago, and you were unable to come up with anything here, so it'll cost you $1,100, leaving you with $100. Over to Jennifer now. She had $7,800. Was she able to come up with anything? No. And what did she lose? Everything. Well, she has no money. Zach, over to you. You had 21,800. Who is Bram Stoker? No. 23 puncture marks into Julius Caesar. And only one of them was determined to be possibly a fatal wound. What did it cost you? 726. All right, you win with 21,074, giving you a 3-day total of 65,674. And you get to wrap up the week with us right here tomorrow. Join us then, won't you? So long.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.
Another all-new Jeopardy episode tomorrow.